Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's Beamaz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Beamaz and Beamer back together here on WBEN.
Oh, everything is right in the world, Brian.
It does feel good. We have a nice prize to give away, too, coming up soon.
Yeah.
Some point during the show.
I'm not going to tell you when, because you want to keep listening.
Not going to tell you when, but 644-9875, make sure that number is in your speed dial. 803-0930, make sure that number is as well. You can give us a call, a text throughout the morning here on WBEN. You have a good weekend, Joe?
I did. I can't complain. Went to the Sabres game, which was very exciting on Friday, and did a lot of getting ready for summer, well, as much as I can in my apartment, getting ready to enjoy summer this year for the first time at this new place, and got some stuff ready to when
it's not
raining.
What does that mean? Like taking the bathing suit out?
Well, the Speedo is ready to go. I just need to lose a little weight. Just getting stuff ready for our patio that we're going to enjoy summer. Unfortunately, the weather, the rain is kind of putting a damper on enjoying those for the first few days.
Yeah, for right now. We had a fire on Saturday night, decided to, light it up because it was so nice outside.
Yeah,
and then immediately as the sun goes down, it's freezing.
That's what happens.
Yeah. But it's like the temperature change was crazy. Wild on Saturday night because it was so clear.
Is your air conditioning going?
No.
No?
Not even close.
Not yet. All right.
The heat on this morning. Ooh. Still.
Okay.
So it was...
It's 53 this morning.
Look who's talking. Yeah, 53 in the house?
No, it was 53 outside. That's not heat weather.
In the house, it's like, if you don't have anything on, you have some windows open. It got down pretty low. We closed the windows at night, but still.
I like it to be nice and chilly so I can bundle myself up.
Chilly and cold, two different things.
Yeah, good point.
Wanted to make sure I wasn't shivering as I was getting ready this morning.
So you had a good weekend as well?
Yeah, I had a good weekend. Went to the Sabres game, too. It was another great night at the arena. How many times have I said that?
Yeah.
This year, which
so
is incredible. First time in a very long time. Where I went to, five or six games, starting with booing Jack Eichel. And, every single time I walk out of that arena saying, wow, that was great.
Yeah.
Which I cannot remember the last time I did that.
That was great. The security at the suite level might need to be upped before next season.
Yeah, they'll let you in.
No, just right to the emergency exit.
Do you like how everyone's first question was, how'd you get here?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? How'd you get here? We'll let you in.
The disappointment.
Well, last game of the season. You get down to the final 20 minutes just like anything goes,
right? That's
right,
yeah.
Yeah, Joe, whatever. Joe, I'm interested to hear people on this because I was very surprised by our web poll this morning.
All right.
which we were asking you because, all right, the story out of last Friday, property taxes are going to go up in the city of Buffalo. So over at WBEN.com, we've been asking people how much of a factor are property taxes in where you live. It's our Relax Honda of Buffalo web poll this morning. 65% of the people who responded said it's a major factor.
Yep.
And only under 10% said it's not much of a factor. And I thought this was very interesting. 803-0930, if you want to weigh in, because I'm just thinking about this, and maybe it has a little bit to do with the housing market that we're in right now. Maybe it just is my personal preference of what you look for when you're looking where to live, right? But I'm surprised that property taxes play that much of a factor in where you're looking to live in Western New York. So I think that's the big difference, the differentiating point that you have to make. It's in Western New York from one community. It's not New York versus, you know, Florida or Texas or Pennsylvania or something like this. But in Western New York, I find it hard to believe that property taxes are going to seriously shift whether you live in one town or municipality or another. Now, there can be a big difference, right? And the city of Buffalo is probably the best example of this because still, even with this increase, you're still talking about probably under $2,000 total tax per year compared to, I mean, you can run up $6,000 or $7,000 in some other places, but typically it's not that much. But you're talking about a couple thousand dollars. And I just think when you're looking for a home, there's so many other things that play into it where the property tax is just like, I don't want to be totally flippant about it, but for me, it's tell me what I owe you when we sign the papers.
Right. I'm surprised by this as well because, Brian, you mentioned the market, right? The housing market. And you have people now that are just to get a bid on a house, they're waiving an inspection that if it's something missed when you buy that house, could cost more than the property tax. You know what I mean? I mean, people are really just putting themselves, can I win this bid? The housing market's crazy. It, to me, is surprising that 65% of people are saying, hold on, let me back up. Let's check the property tax. I don't think that's what's going on in this active market.
That's the thing. This tells me one thing, and that is most people who responded to our web poll have not been looking for a house in this market.
Yeah, they're not in the market.
Because when all those things that you talked about, Joe, it makes it even crazier to me that that would rank as a top thing that's important to you or something that you're actively thinking about while looking for a house. Because if you are, chances are you might be too picky to find one.
Yeah, but you're also probably not overbidding $100,000, which a lot of houses are going.
Right. But I even, going back, and if we were to look at when it was a little bit cooler, I just can't imagine maybe this is my philosophy versus other people's, it's that I wouldn't put myself in a situation where I am so backed up against my budget
right,
that the property tax is going to be the tipping point of whether I can afford a place I actually want to live versus going somewhere else. Or, you know, say, hey, we found the perfect home here. It has everything we want. It has the bedrooms, the bathrooms, the yard, or, you know, any number of those things versus, oh, well, the property tax is too high, so I'm going to move over here and it has, you know, we really needed three bedrooms, but I guess we'll do two.
Yeah.
Because the property, I just can't imagine anybody really saying that.
Or, you know, hey, I'm going to move here because of the property tax, even though the house in this town that I'm looking at needs a new roof, I'm going to go there because of the property tax.
There's something like that. And I give you the perfect example. When we were looking for a home, I would have loved to live in the city of Buffalo.
Yeah.
And you know what? One of the great things the city of Buffalo has, the property tax rate is very low compared to other places in Western New York. After covering school board meetings in the city of Buffalo for a bunch of years before I was looking for a house, I said, there's no way that we're going there because of the schools there. And we're not, you know, one expense to another. Right? We're not paying for any private education. That's for sure.
Of course.
So that the school system will, I mean, what's it worth to you over time? Do you get what you pay for? What is important to you? Because I look at this property tax issue, and I get why people want to say, oh, yeah, it's a big deal. But at the end of the day, Western New York to Western New York, one town to another, what is important to you?
I think this poll shows a lot of people's initial reactions. Right, Brian? You first hear that, like you said. You first hear it, you say, wait a minute, property tax. But then you break down all the other factors and you realize, really at the end of the day, it's not as much a big deal as I'm making it.
And maybe it's different priorities at different stages of your life.
Right.
If you're buying a home and you are into or about to be in retirement, that would make property taxes would be a bigger deal. You know, maybe you have enough equity in whatever you're selling or moving out of where property taxes are going to be your only expense besides the mortgage. You're downsizing, something like that. You'll want to keep that lower. A proximity to the workplace isn't a factor anymore, so you're getting one off the list, and property tax goes up the list. What is it to you? 803-0930 if you want to weigh in this morning. Let's start with Mike, who's calling us from Chautauqua County. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
We'll never figure out what's going on. Let's go to Tim in Cambria. Tim, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about property taxes. Property taxes can be anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000 a year, depending on what the value of your property is, not a couple thousand dollars a year. And the thing is this, it's every year you have to pay for it. And a lot of the mortgages you get that are in escrow, so you just pay your bill, you don't realize what it is, until you get where you have to pay it out of your own pocket every year. And at the time for taxes, you got to come up with $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 to pay for this. Right out of your pocket. Write a check. It's not taken into the bank. And you know what? A lot of these homes that the older people live in have paid more in property taxes and school taxes than they paid for their homes. You're talking New York State. Property taxes are absolutely crazy here compared to other states. Is it a big factor when you're buying a house? Absolutely. Especially when reevaluation's coming through, like in Rochester right now. They're doubling property taxes there. Check into it. You will find out it's not a pleasant thing, and it's coming statewide, and all these homes are going to get hammered.
Tim, thanks for the call. You know, when you mentioned that variation in taxes, I'm assuming, and I feel like it's a safe assumption, we're not going off of you're choosing between a home that is valued at $100,000 versus a home valued at $350,000.
Right, right.
Yeah. I'm assuming that you're keeping the same kind of house price across municipalities.
Yeah.
when you're thinking about this. Now, again, that differs wildly depending on where you are. You go to some areas of Western New York and maybe that's not fair to compare, you know, a house in Williamsville versus a house somewhere in Lackawanna and assume that you can have right? You could have a house that would be valued
the same. Right.
But all I know is it wasn't that long ago. I was looking for a house that was not on my list. You're trying to find a good place to live first and foremost.
Right.
And it's crazy trying to find what you need at a price that's reasonably affordable, the selling price at first. And then you kind of figure out the property tax thing a little bit later on.
After the paperwork?
Maybe it's not after the paperwork. You will break it down. What your monthly payment is going to be, including property taxes, when you factor it in to the mortgage with your interest rate, and you see what you can afford. But at the same time, it's just not, as you're looking for a house, you're looking for where to live.
Right.
It changes based on where you are in life, I think, but it just does not. It does not shoot to number one for sure. It does not. I would not vote on our web poll this morning and say that it was a major factor in where I live.
You're saying, again, you're looking at houses. They might be in two different towns. They're worth the same. One house, you're not going to back out of the deal once you figure out the property tax. Is what it comes down to. And according to the poll, if you answered with 65% of the people, you're saying that it could, once you figure it out, make you back out of the housing. Again, I think a lot of this, a major factor, people saying that, it's initial reaction. Anytime something with money, you read it, initial reaction is to go, and then you break it down and you realize, okay, yes, it's annoying, but it's not going to move me out of a home.
I just think if you are, all right, where do you want to, what's important to you? You know, you decide you're looking for a new home, you're working with a realtor, and they say, all right, what do you need in a new home? The first thing out of your mouth is not going to be
a cheap property tax.
Yeah. Or else, you know, somebody say like, okay, so you want to live in Cambria or Buffalo. Right. You know what I mean? Right. It's just, I highly doubt that's the first thing out of everybody's mouth.
I agree with you.
I'm not saying that it doesn't factor in at all. But especially in this real estate market that we're in right now, I would say especially for people who are trying to find a home they can kind of grow into and stay in for a while. You know, maybe you don't like to move around a lot.
A forever home?
Sure. Or a 10 to 15 year home.
There it is. Yeah.
Something you can live with for a while.
Yeah.
I don't see property tax being the make or break. Now, again, this is not going to be true for everybody. But I was just surprised at our web poll this morning that a majority would say it is a major factor.
Well, and again, obviously I am not in the housing market. I don't own a home, so for me this is just all how I am seeing this, right? I'm observing this, I'm not living this. But Friday, Brian, I did 2 hours on the housing market, talked to a lot of people that were in the market, working the market, not once did property tax come up.
That's the thing. The realtors we heard from this morning, who talked to a lot of people who are looking for a home and moving around, said that they have not seen property tax make a difference here in Western New York. Right. So for as much as somebody who's calling or texting in, and every single one of our texts, right? What are you guys smoking? That's a major deal.
Yeah.
According to the people who are helping people get into homes, it's not.
Yeah. Might be a big deal for you. For the people who are actually buying houses right now, who are in the market, it doesn't seem to be that big deal. Again, when you're going $60,000, $80,000 above the asking price and saying, no, don't inspect my home, I'll just pay for whatever's there, property tax does fall down the list.
That's a big point. It's not now. It might have been 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's not a big deal for people who are looking for a home right now. That's according to all the realtors we talked with. Jeff is in Kenmore. You're on WBEN. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I completely disagree. Because if I'm looking at a home and I could buy one in Kenmore and my taxes are $4,800. But I buy a similar other home and I go to Williamsville and my taxes are $9,000 or Clarence. That never goes down. See, and then if I buy $80,000 above the asking, which is kind of what you just talked about, if some towns will reassess you and now your taxes go up by the purchase price in the following year or two.
Jeff, I think I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I think I just realized my line of thinking and why it's different from yours and a lot of other people are commenting. I am going off the assumption, and maybe this is a reflection of the market in the last 5 years. You mentioned, okay, a house in Kenmore, a similar home somewhere else, and that I am going under the assumption that you are not finding that similar home somewhere else, that you are not going to be able to, at the same time, look at one place versus another. If you have to, you have maybe 2 months to find a home, I am going off the assumption of the market, how it's been in the last 5 years, that you're not going to be able to compare similar homes in different areas of Western New York.
That is correct. That is correct. But they're all going to have buyer's remorse in 4 to 5 years when the prices level off and they realize their tax bill is going to be more than their mortgage payment when they pay it off. See, it's never going to go away because that tax bill is going to increase. And they're going to figure out, and then they're going to complain about school taxes and wanting things to change because they bought too high because of the low, you know, low volume or the, you know, whatever, you know, the situation right now. So they're going to actually have a lot of buyer's remorse. You're going to see in about four. And it's not going to be a mortgage crisis like it was before, but with the bad loans. It's just going to be, they're not going to be able to maybe get out of their home because interest rates are going to increase. And then they're going to see that their taxes are quite high. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Jeff,
I sent my kids to private school, so I could purchase my home anywhere. And I didn't really care about school tax. So as long as I got a nice home, I was happy with buying a home. And I intentionally bought an area where my taxes were $4,000 compared to $7,000 or $8,000 because I know I'm going to send them to private school.
You know, Jeff.
I budgeted it. So.
Jeff, I agree with you that in 4 or 5 years you're going to have buyer's remorse, but I think it is going to be more about the mortgage and people getting mortgages that they just, you know, they were able to get, but they're not going to be able to, you know, pay it off. I think you're going to see a lot of that in 4 to 5 years. I mean, the property tax is the icing on the cake, but I think, you know, you have people now that are getting approved for a mortgage and literally spending to the penny of the mortgage of what they were approved. And waiving inspection, now I need a new roof, $20,000 on top of my property tax, on top of this, on top of that. I think it's going to be a mess in 4 to 5 years. I think property taxes might play a small role. I don't think it's going to be the main factor.
It's a sign of the times, I think. And I think we kind of we all figured it out during Jeff's call. It's the market. In this market, can you afford to let property tax be a big issue? 803-0930, BMAS and Beamer. We'll be right back on WBEN.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right. BMAZ and Beamer back here on WBEN. We're talking about, you know, what's important when you're deciding where to live, where to move to, where to buy your home, and property taxes. You know, the city of Buffalo is going to have a property tax rate increase that's proposed in their new budget. We were asking over at WBEN.com how important of a factor is property tax in deciding when or where to buy your home. And I was surprised to see a major factor. And I do appreciate the visceral response from some people.
I love it,
Joe.
People are awake this morning.
But I should clarify that this is not advocating for anything. This is my reading of the room.
Yes.
And I do not, it's not that I'm saying property taxes don't matter in buying a home. No one is saying that they don't matter or that they shouldn't be an important part of your decision. But in the current state of things, and this is what we got from our last caller, where I am going off the assumption, and I think it's a pretty good assumption, that if you are looking to buy a home in a condensed amount of time in Western New York, you know, in a 2 month period, say,
right,
3 months, what the heck, that you are not going to find a comparable home in two different areas. And even if you were, how comparable can two different areas be? Can two neighborhoods be? And is your neighborhood higher on your list than property taxes are? Because I think for a lot of people, they are. That's what we're hearing from realtors, that the tax rate is not something that they get asked about a whole lot. It's not on the top of people's lists. And that, you know, it's a whole host of other things.
As I said in the last segment, Brian, obviously this is me observing, right? I've never bought a house. I'm not actively looking to buy a house. I know people. I know several people that are in the market or have just gotten a house. Talked to plenty of people in the market on Friday. Not one person mentioned property tax. Like Brian said, I'm not saying it's not a big deal. Of course. I mean, that's a cost that will continue to go up. And, hey, you're going to have to pay while you live in that house. But in this market, when people are paying, right now, Buffalo Niagara is paying the fifth highest over the asking price in major markets in the United States of America. Okay? In this market, with those statistics, houses 17% higher than they were a year ago. Fourth when paying a premium over. Fifth when paying over in major markets in the United States of America. Property tax is not pushing people out of those homes. That is what that's my stance. Again, observing everything over the last few months.
Hey, if you're caller number 3 into 644-9875, you'll win a pair of tickets before you can buy them to see Michael Bublé coming to KeyBank Center October 11th, courtesy of Beaver Productions. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Makes a great Mother's Day gift. Caller number 3, 644-9875. You're going to see Michael Bublé.
It's a beautiful day and I can't stop myself from smiling.
And there go our contest winners. but no, Joe, you mentioned buying a home. I'll tell you what, when we were looking, I'm trying to think of when this was. It's like 5 years ago now when we bought our house. And the market was not as crazy, but it was pretty up there as to what you're experiencing now. And there were a whole lot of things on my list before property taxes came in. It was basically, you go in with a budget. And property taxes are going to play into that budget of what you can afford per month, obviously. But you need to, before you find, all right, I need a house that has X amount of rooms, that has a yard, that's in a nice neighborhood with a decent school district, that, you know, you can grow into a little bit. You know, these were the things that I was looking for before anything else came into play. And, you know, I'll tell you, we live in North Tonawanda, some higher property. You know, you want to talk high property taxes? We got them.
The MT?
Yeah, we're there. But why I say this is, I think it's disingenuous for people to call in and say, well, you know, just why would you buy a home here with higher taxes than here where you have lower, is because those two homes don't really exist. When we were looking for a home, you know, we could have went to, you know, an area in the town of Tonawanda where you would have had lower property tax. And we did look, for sure, in that area, not too far away. You would think there wouldn't be that much of a difference. There is. But what you could buy for the house, I mean, it's almost as if when you're looking for a house, the property taxes are kind of put into the price in a way. I mean, there is a reason why in one area you can buy a house for one price, you know, let's say $170,000.
Oh, today that'd be a good deal.
Oh, I mean, that's insane.
I haven't seen the house, but
even more than what we pay. That would be an insane deal for a house today. But $170,000 in one area buys you a lot more house than it does in another area.
Right.
And it's tough to compare, you know, that $170,000 house in North Tonawanda, you're going to pay X amount of property tax. It's going to be a higher bill. But the $170,000 house in the town of Tonawanda in some areas is going to be probably a lot smaller, you know, maybe doesn't check all those other boxes that you want. Maybe it doesn't fit your needs. So you don't really have a choice,
right?
Really, to go from one place
that smaller,
to the other.
That smaller house with the cheaper property tax isn't an option. It's not, because it doesn't check off those boxes.
Right.
What you're saying.
And, you know, it comes back to, too, you know, maybe you do have more options if you're older. You're not, your kids are moving out of the house and not coming into the house. You aren't commuting to work for many more years. You're thinking about retirement. You know, all these things.
Schools don't play a factor.
Schools don't play a factor anymore. There's a lot of, I think if you're older, the property tax will matter more.
It's definitely, yeah. Like you said, Brian, you said it perfectly. Where you are in your life is going to dictate what that list looks like. I still don't think property taxes at the top of the list, but yeah, maybe it's a higher priority. Again, you have more wiggle room with that checklist. If you're older and close to retirement, I think you do have more wiggle room with the checklist.
Sure. 803-0930 to join us. Someone texting in. My father-in-law used to say, you can have anything you want as long as you can afford the payment. At the end of the... Listen, again, as we started off the segment, I don't want this to sound like me advocating for don't look at your property taxes before you buy a house.
Well, of course.
That's not at all what we're saying here. I am just... and I'm not saying that they don't matter. I am just surprised that people would say that it is a major factor when, in reality right now, I don't quite think that is the case for people who are looking for homes based off of the current market and based off of, you know, what you tell somebody when you're looking for a house. So, okay, you're looking to move into your house. It's your first home. It's your second home. What are you looking for? I don't think the property tax issue is the first thing off of your mouth. An open concept, a fenced-in backyard, you know, things like that, I think, come to your mind before taxes start to play a factor.
And if you don't believe us, just as Brian said, listen to the people that work in the industry. They're pretty much saying the same thing we're saying.
Paul in Amherst, you're on WBEM. What do you think?
Buddy, look, I live in Amherst. But I actually pay Williamsville taxes because, you know, gerrymandering is a big topic. But how about school districts? And if you look at the map, you'll see how many people that don't actually live in that community have to support the educational system in that area. I could be paying Amherst taxes. I'd be paying less in school taxes than paying to the Williamsville. And I came from a really lousy town that I got like half the value at least of my house from there to here. And I'll tell you what, the property taxes are high, but at least they use the property tax. I see it continually. My roads, sidewalk, everything is being taken care of. So, I mean, it's a pain, but hey, just equal out my school taxes, that's all.
Paul, you hit on a good point there, and you say that's something that you definitely notice. Would you notice it if you're looking for a new place to live right now? You're okay, we pay in property taxes, but hey, it looks like all these roads are paved in the neighborhood.
Yep. Huge difference. People don't count that kind of thing, right? You look at our cars, they're front-wheel drive. Every time you hit that pothole, you know, you're not just hitting a suspension system, you're hitting a transmission. I mean, after a while, everything does add up. It's like pay me now or pay me later, but let's stop the gerrymandering. If we look around our local area, if you live in one place, pay the school tax to that district and allow the other people that live in the high-priced, fancy, smancy little homes, pay their own way. You understand their hands are in our pockets for what? What are we getting from it? You know, and like you said, my kids went to private school, too. I've been paying property tax for 40-some years. You know, I didn't get a chance to use that money for schools. But, I mean, this is going to be ridiculous. Every year, if you turn down the budget, what happens? They give you a contingency budget where you then pay more. How's that work?
Hey, Paul, thanks for the call. I'm a little surprised by the response. Well, no, I'm not, actually.
I am. I am surprised.
I haven't heard a single call from somebody who might have been looking for a house in the last 5 years, though.
That's true.
So that's why I'm not.
I do think we also convinced Jeff. I think he was starting to change his mind at the end of that call.
And there is a difference, too. You know, if you live in a high-tax neighborhood and or you're looking for a home there and you're driving to view this house for the first time, you know the taxes are high and there's a bunch of potholes in the road. Yeah, I'm not really going to look forward to. But, you know, You know, when I was driving to the house, one of the roads was being completely redone. The rest of them looked very nice. Everything was kept up with, so to speak, in the neighborhood. And that plays a factor into it as well.
Of course.
Location? Joe, I think you're not crazy. I think your wife's crazy.
Uh-oh.
The long commute that she has to make, that you make her make.
No. I want to just make it known. I loved Orchard Park. I was willing to stay in Orchard Park. That was my wife's choice to come back to Amherst. Now, do I hate it? No, I love being right down the street from work. But she volunteered for that long commute.
But it goes in this one person who texted in 803-0930 saying, I don't think it's a major factor. Some people want to buy a house in a certain area, and with that, you need to accept the cost.
Yes.
And it's not that it doesn't play a factor or that it doesn't matter, but, you know, if I'm sitting here saying, okay, you know, we work here, we're not going to live, you know, deep into the South Towns if we both work in the city of Buffalo or north.
Right.
And that's just, we're just not going to do it. And I wouldn't live there anywhere anyway because of the snow. I mean, just, I'm not going to sign up for the amount of shoveling that you
that's
have
right.
to do.
That's right.
So that plays more of a factor. I mean, maybe once you cancel all that stuff out, then you're like, all right, property taxes in, all right, I found a town or I found a house in Kenmore versus the city of Tonawanda or something like that. But I think the way people are casting a broad net as if somebody looking in Tonawanda is then going to go to Sardinia, or you just can't do that. I mean, commute to work matters. Keeping that matters. And a lot of people are going to put priority on that over a final bill.
Yep.
Whether that's a smart decision or not. But that's what I think really matters to a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're seeing, especially now in this market. I don't think people are, again, not that, it, like Brian said, not that it doesn't matter. I just, it's not top of the list. And I'm glad that we finally got a texter that agreed with us before the show was over.
Well, a person said, I pay high taxes, but the community takes care of the neighborhood. I'm just saying, if you, you know, to me, said, okay, you found a house, you found a similar home, and you can live, you know, in the Tonawandas or Amherst, or you could pay way less and live, you know, 30 minutes south. I'm just telling you, that's just not going to happen. Right. That's, I mean,
yep.
I will pay what on a same value home, by the way, I will pay whatever it is, $6,000 more a year, something like that, because of the daily commute every single day.
Yeah,
and that is. Putting a price on what is it worth to you to live where you want to live?
A price on convenience.
That's something everybody does.
Yep.
Is it worth to you living in a home that you don't like as much? Because you're, and I just think most people would say no. Someone else chiming in. Location, 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 then taxes.
Yep.
And I think that's where, you know, on the broad scale of things, I think people put location one, the amenities of the home, number two, and maybe that's with taxes or taxes number three, because if there's a similar home you can buy and the taxes are different, then taxes, you know, gets bumped up. If there's not, I still think those two, location and the amenities, that could be yard, that could be a number of rooms, square right. footage, drive, garage, you know, all these things, I think would play more into your decision than just taxes alone.
I can't disagree.
Greg in Lancaster, you're on WBEM. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I think the biggest factor when people are buying a house is it's what your mortgage payment is going to be. And taxes don't become part of the equation or part of the thought process, because when you're figuring out your mortgage, your taxes are all embodied into that. And the other thing, there is no huge difference between tax rates from one town to the next. It's not like you're going to move to Lancaster and you're going to pay $10,000 less than you're going to pay in Amherst for similar properties. Our taxes, our property taxes, are outrageous in this state, in this community, in this area, in Erie County. So in the big picture, it doesn't matter, because you're going to pay it either way.
Hey, thanks for the call, Greg. There is a big difference, too, of, you know, somebody looking to, hey, I have a remote job, and I'm looking to relocate. I'm sick of my hometown in Topeka, Kansas, and I want to go wherever I want. You know,
Topeka.
Yeah, you're probably not going to pick Western New York, right? Well, maybe you will. I don't know. You know, properties in general, even with the high taxes, are way less than what you'd pay somewhere else. But, you know, maybe then property tax is more of a factor in what you're paying attention to if you can go anywhere. But I'm talking strictly here in Western New York, where, I mean, it's, there are some big differences between some municipalities, but there are other places. I think with the value of the home, what you get for a selling price on a home in those properties, I think it, more often than not, I'm not going to say evens out, but it is more similar than you would think just looking at a chart.
Yeah, No, I completely agree. And again, this is me observing and something that I've actively been talking about the last few months. Hey, Brian, before we get out of here, do you hit the snooze button in the morning?
I do now, yeah.
You do hit the snooze button?
Yeah.
Would you ever hit the snooze and miss a shower to sleep in a little more?
Yeah.
Really?
I shower at night, so
oh,
I
okay. Yeah. 29% of Americans, this amazed me, 29% of Americans say they will skip brushing their teeth or a shower to sleep 10 more minutes, and that helps their relationship with their coworkers. I beg to differ.
I don't know. I mean, how often do you need to brush your teeth?
I would just feel people would be talking about me if I didn't brush and shower before I came to work.
I'm glad to know that.
Yeah. Believe me, there's other things people can talk about me. I don't need my smell being one of them.
No comment. We'll see you tomorrow, B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.